Welcome to the Some Laugh Podcast.
It could be like, oh, that was some laugh, or there was just some laughs. Some laughs.
Well, no promising all laugh.
No, it's, there's going to be some.
It's some laugh.
But you used to stay at Mary Hill, don't you?
For 6 weeks.
Aye, that's right. It's all coming back to me.
6 weeks, stayed there, moved out, pandemic. Got a new... Went back to my ma's in Clydebank, and now I'm in my own flat.
You used to live near me when you lived in Mary Hill, and I used to walk past the window and he was always eating soup.
Soup?
Always eating tomato soup and a wee ham roll every time I saw him.
First ever day we moved in, you walked past the window and you kind of went...
I didn't know you lived
there. You peered double took, you didn't know I lived
there. I just looked in somebody's window and it was him.
No, yeah. Oh my God.
Ground floor, and we were like, my ma was in and we were just putting DVDs in the bookshelf because we never had any books.
Did you not tell people you were like moving there?
I didn't tell them the address.
I knew he was like in Glasgow.
Yeah. And we were, you kind of walked past the window and then went out of sight and we were like, was that Stu? Then you stepped back.
Like home into the hedge.
Yeah.
Came out again.
You were like, all right.
And then I came around a few times in that 6 weeks, and every time I was there was a game of Monopoly set out. Him and Catherine had been having a little two-man game of Monopoly that went on for weeks.
I remember you telling me this. You got right into Monopoly. Was it lockdown? Or am I just making this up?
No, we were doing Queen of the New Year, and aye, I was telling you about Cluedo.
Oh, it was Cluedo. That's right, because that's what we were talking about. With that sketch got cut.
Which, I know, aye. I thought it was a good sketch.
I thought they kind of butchered it anyway. So
was that in the edit also? Or was it cut before then?
No, it was in the screening, but...
It was like a quiet Christmas, so it's like you meet somebody and you're like, how was Christmas quiet? And then you're all whispering around the table.
It's a shame that was one of yours as well, because you'd sent me that at some point.
Oh,
I read that sketch. I've had a long relationship with that sketch that got cut.
I know,
and now
actually,
that it's been cut from that, you can reuse it again elsewhere.
I know. I was actually planning on, I was like, oh, I hope it does get cut, because that might be quite good today as a wee bit of stand up, or like if you're emceeing or something. Mm-hmm. Like, because that's what everybody says. How is it quiet? Mm-hmm. Don't know how you would do it on stage, but
start whispering.
Anyway, I never done it anyway.
It's a good sketch, though. I thought it was funny, but just you're right, in the edit, it didn't come across as well.
Aye, they cut the end in it. And
it's difficult, isn't it? Sometimes.
Aye. They cut the dog from it as well, didn't they?
Aye. But me and Stephen had to act as if we were talking to each other walking up the street. And that's what he was telling me about.
So I was like, I'll tell you about Cluedo. Me and Catherine are playing Cluedo now. Well, not anymore, but we were. But I was like, I mean, you kind of play Cluedo with two people. Because you know who the killer is, don't you? I'm not the killer, it's you.
Yeah. Nice. Two-man traitors.
It's quite a short game, as well, isn't it? But there is ways around it, obviously.
See, the traitors, that's kind of like Cluedo, isn't it? Would you say? Have you watched that, the traitors?
Yeah, have you seen it?
I watched a couple of episodes.
Did you not like it?
No, I did, but I just like could never catch it all the time, do you know what I mean? I know you can get iPlayer.
I was going to say it.
Somebody's fucking mall.
I'm old school. Say if there's like a film on, I'll watch it on the TV with the adverts. I'll quite like that.
So I was like,
I need to watch the traitors when it's on TV.
Because you watch a movie that's on telly, but you've got the DVD in the bookcase.
Exactly. I've got
DVD.
And it's rapper. Well, Steve.
I think there's something about watching reality TV on like iPlayer though that gives me the ick. I can't watch reality shows.
Feels a bit fucked up that you're going so far out of your way to watch it, doesn't it? Like, this should be something I'm just flicking through.
Yeah, I've come across this.
No, not at all. I actually like leaving it so there's like a good few episodes and then you can just spank them.
You're right into your reality TV.
I haven't been watching Love Island this year.
I've never seen Love Island.
Shite.
It's kind of like, do you know what it is? Like, everybody knows they're getting into it for like a Pretty Little Thing contract or something new. Yeah. So it's annoying.
Do you not think they need more ugly people in there?
It'd be a better laugh.
I know that's my solution to every reality show, but I think we need more non-models
like
on
Big
stuff.
Big Brother was class because it was all mad freaks.
Yeah, and that's what was good with Traitors as well. They weren't mad freaks, but they were normal people. Normal people are interesting.
Yeah. Have you watched the American Traitors?
No, I've heard it's a bit weird, and then the ending's incredible, apparently.
Aye, so I'm in like episode 3. It was hard to get into it to start with because that guy that's presenting it.
Who is that?
Alan Cumming.
He's went Tonto on the Scottish. Like,
is it filmed in Scotland as well?
Aye, it's a castle in Scotland. Aye, the American man's filmed in Scotland as well. But I liked Claudia.
Yeah,
she was Claudia.
I'm not a huge fan of Clods.
I like her enough.
Nah, wouldn't they thank you for Clods?
Sorry. I love her.
I don't know, something about her.
You hate Tess Daly, don't you, Susan?
I
just because she's not Claudia.
I just think, like, Claudia's getting able to bounce off it because she's just a big wooden, like, she's all, it, there's honest, me and my, like, I watched, well, I used to when I was not gigging and that, I used to watch Strictly Come Dancing all the time, and we'd just be just, like, shut up, Tess. Like, she's just, like, you can't, she, Claudia's got nothing to work with. She's just, like, pure tense all the time. And
Tess's tense or Claudia's tense?
No, Claudia's quite witty and funny, and, like, Tess is more like, she just freezes in front of the camera.
And she's
almost
been presenting shit for, like, 20 years.
Aye. And I'm like, how can she not be good at this? Listen at up, this man. Point? Aye. But she's just there as, like, the kind of good-looking one, I think.
Well, who was Tess? Did she not have a wee partner? Who's her usual wee partner before Claudia? Was it
Bruce?
No, no, no.
Imagine her friends with Bruce Forsyth.
As your wee partner?
See your wee partner, aye.
No, did she not have, like, a Vernon Kay, no?
Well, they're together.
Aye, they're married.
But did they not present stuff together and stuff?
Probably.
Aye, but then
they were the Rochelle and Marvin Humes of their day.
Yeah, aye, like Mr. and Mrs. Did they not do that?
Aye, but then he fucked up because
he cheated on her.
He was cheating. Well, he was texting this lassie, right? And I don't even know.
This is gossip. Like, it's your pals.
My man, he went to the Strictly, like, recording. And they saw Vernon Kay, and they said that he was on his phone in the audience, like, text. And this isn't that long after.
And he knew that she was doing her job, so he's like, this is prime time to be sexting.
That's great, Mo and Auntie. That's great.
No, he was texting.
There can only be one person.
He could have been voting for his favourite.
No, he was texting.
Could have been texting Tess to say how much he loves her. For her
yeah,
when she comes off
job.
Set, she's got 80 minutes.
Something else.
Maybe that's why she's so tense. She's like, I can see him texting. Who the fuck's he texting?
Honestly, watch her. But I was going to do a sketch about it because she's just so, like she just freezes. It's mental. But another thing, I don't even know if this is appropriate. Do you know that she killed her own dog? This is like my worst nightmare.
I don't know if this is appropriate, and then you proceed to say the most horrible thing ever.
Some laugh.
Well, tell us more. You can't leave it at that.
Right, I don't know the ins and outs of it, right?
Tess?
She
no
got
need
a shotgun.
No,
she...
this is Tess? Yeah.
Tess, aye. She thought the dog... I don't know, right? She was reversing at the drive, and the dog was there. And she killed
accidentally
right.
The clutch on that thing.
My mind is going crazy there, but...
I know, I should have told you something else.
Aye, she's just evil.
Fucking
aye.
Booted it off the bridge like an anchor man.
Imagine how would you live with yourself after that? I don't even want to say it in case, like, I'm pure, what if that happens to me?
Yeah.
Like, what if I accidentally killed my
dog? Yeah, you couldn't live for yourself, could you?
You even feel bad when you, like, shut the door and it's paw or something by accident. Imagine.
Well,
like...
now we've had that's an admission of animal cruelty. I've seen you try to drive. I've had a lift off you and your mom's car.
have you got a dog?
No,
not,
I used to.
No, right.
I used
so
to have a wee shih tzu.
It's like dog
what
owners, they'll relate to this. Like,
I didn't run over. Okay. It was old. It was like 18 or 19, had cataracts and all that.
But it's pure heartbreaking when you, like, hurt your dog accidentally. Because you can't say sorry to it, and you're pure, you must just think I'm a pure bastard, but you're pure, it was an accident, but they don't know.
You can't reason with it.
But they play rough, don't they? So they might just think you're having a laugh with them.
No. No, I feel like shit.
Because the one time there was a wee guy in my street who kicked my dog, and I had the most... amount of rage I've ever felt in my life yeah. come
that's
across me.
He meant to kick it.
He meant they've purposely done it because, like, I slagged them or something. I went, you're a wee
hell.
Idiot. And then he kicked my dog and I was fucking seething. So I went round with loads of water balloons and chucked them in his open window.
Chucked them at his dog.
Sounds like a Dennis the Menace.
Like,
the Beano playing the water.
Bags of water balloons until I got loads in his open window, and then his dad came out the door. He's like, "You've broke my telly."
Good,
like, good.
Why didn't you just throw a custard pie in my dog's face? Like a normal person.
Nasher, my dog, Nasher.
Nasher. Tell the truth, this is just, you're running out of material.
I know.
You're running out of things to talk about.
I've been going through the Beano, like, what's Dennis up to this week? Get some anecdotes for him.
I feel like I'm pure bringing up grim subjects.
No, no,
it's all right. This is what we want.
Did you hear about that dog walker that got killed after dogs?
What?
A pack of dogs?
I like the dogs that she would take out to walk.
Just as a little side note, I enjoy any story that starts, did you hear about it's always good.
I should call my friend show that. Just neat punchline. Just like, did you just hear about this? So this dog walker in near London, like, was in the park and she had like 8 dogs or something, and then they all like,
turned on her.
It must have been like
unionized.
One. Must have been like one of them was a ringleader or something, and then they've all just joined in.
Famously, like a pack
easily
of dogs.
Killed her.
Yeah.
Really?
Aye. And honestly, see, now it's kind of in dogs for me. What? Honestly,
that's like your favorite thing in the world.
I know. I kind of look at them because that's always been my plan B. Like, if the comedy thing doesn't work out, I'll do dog walking. I'm not going to have wains in that, so I'll just get hunters of dogs. And now I'm
that's
just like,
dogs
no.
To kill you.
Or just walk wee chihuahuas or something like that, wee ones.
You're any vicious. Dog you could take in a fight.
I know, but I don't think they could kill you. But I don't want to get into like stereotyping and that, but was it like big staffies and stuff?
No, that's the thing. That is the most sinister thing about it. That was like two
was
of them were dash hounds.
Oh, fucking hell.
Shut up.
Honestly,
surely they're just like the bullies, mate. They're making comments and stuff like that back,
aye.
And they're not really getting their hands dirty.
Like,
yeah, but they'd
back,
still get done
like,
in a court of law for
yeah.
them.
They're
aye,
accomplices.
Like, being, aye,
tell them what they are.
That's a sin. The poor lassie died. I feel bad for like me.
Yeah, I forgot she died actually. We're just having lighthearted banter about it.
I know.
Yeah, but a death.
So,
a recent death.
There was a big, giant, like, dog, but it was like a Beethoven type dog. It wasn't like a.
No, the one.
What you would think of
middle
as
class
a dangerous
dog.
Yeah.
What's that, a Great Dane or something? No.
It wasn't a Great Dane. I can't mind the name of it, but it was like a big, like,
big
like cuddly looking thing.
Thing.
Big daft.
That
thing.
Was one of them, and I know that two of them were dash hounds, and they fucking went to town on her, murdered her.
Jesus Christ.
I know, and now I'm like, it's really disturbed me to the point where I'm pure looking at my dog.
that's a shame. That
your dog's chill though. Annie's chill.
Aye. She's old now, isn't she?
I don't think she's.
But then you're like, would you, Annie, if it came down to it and there was like a pack of dogs, and would you just like join in with the pack mentality and like murder
is
me?
She easily swayed?
For a fucking jumbo and she would do it.
But she would protect you, wouldn't she?
I don't know.
I don't think she'd kill you, but I think if she found you dead, she'd eat you. But that's not hurting anybody.
Aye, I would want a dog to live longer by eating me, I think.
Yeah, it's like returning to the soil kind of thing. Like
that, that has happened to people as well. Like
they've
died and the cat or dog has like ate their face off and stuff.
Well, I don't know if this is a myth, but apparently dogs wouldn't eat you, but cats would. Like you're not even cold, and they're like,
oh, they don't give
yes.
a fuck.
You're
cats would kill you if
you're
they
having
had,
a nap,
if they could.
And they're having a nibble at you. Apparently, but my mum's got cats, and I think they're nice. I don't think Tilly would eat me.
It's Tilly, that's nice.
Cute, innit? She was originally called Millie, and we thought we kind of have that, so we'll change her name to Tilly.
Why? Aye,
well, my mum wanted to change her name to have some ownership of what she wanted to call her, but she was like, she'll get confused if it's something too different from Millie, so
that's
we'll just call
similar.
Her Tilly.
That's similar to my dog, because I got my dog for the Dogs Trust, and when you get them, they say to you, you have to change their names so that they've no got like connotations. Of the. Even though she liked the Dogs Trust, and her name is Annabelle. So I just called her Annie.
Annie. That's good.
And then she was a wee orphan, so it kind of...
ties in.
Aye, ties in.
That's a sin.
I know. It's not a sin, really, no.
I'm just imagining her with a wee ginger...
Curly wig.
But I wanted to ask you about that, actually. So you do this in your stand-up, so fair enough if you don't want to say it again, but I think it's funny that you put your dog in a taxi.
Yes.
You've got split custody of your dog.
It's a really funny predicament. I've never heard of anyone else in
this.
Well,
this is the thing, right? So basically, me and my ex got the dog together and we lived together. And then when we split up, it was like, what we got to do here? And I was going to just take her. And then I felt bad. I was like, because she loved him and he loved her.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to just take her away. I feel pure rotten. So I was like, could we share her? So now his uncle this is how, because you know, like, you split up with somebody, you don't want to be in their face all the time. Like, you, yeah, you want to go your separate ways, aye, and you don't want to be in contact with them and stuff. So our solution to that was his uncle is a taxi driver, so he comes and picks my dog up every week.
And you can't get a taxi in Glasgow for love nor money.
I know. She's getting
Susan's fucking
done. Why do you think?
Imagine being in the middle of the town and be like, fucking waiting for taxis for ages, and then a fucking,
you just see Annie going by.
I know. And the joke
dog
is
dog in the passenger seat,
be curly red wig on,
doing the contactless payment on the
yeah, but the joke is, like, my neighbours are all looking like, what the fuck is going on here? Because she does actually just walk out to the taxi. She's at
it's a routine, yeah.
So my dog is just getting in a taxi and my neighbours are all pure, what's going on here?
It must look so trained. Like, what else can this dog do? You know, like,
do you know what? But, like, that's another part of my set is, like, the way she gets into the taxi and she doesn't even look back. And I'm pure, he's the favourite. Like, I wonder if, like, she does this when she's coming out of me, or else if she's just pure, no.
Yeah, does she look back at him, do you think?
He's dragging her on the leash.
But, like, I wonder what's going through a dog's head most of the time. I wonder what's going through a dog's head in the back of a taxi for, like, half an hour or whatever, going,
being busy.
Pure, don't take this route.
Time me on, Emmett. But, like, I just must be weird just sitting there and then you're in a new house with your old owner or whatever.
I don't know. She's just, she would go empty. She's like, I know some dogs are like that. They're quite like their own. But she would literally go empty. She's just a whore.
Yeah, I'm starting to think she would kill you if it.
Aye, exactly. Yeah. She's a bit cutthroat like that. Like, maybe it is the dog's trust background. Like, she's got, she always had to fend for herself.
But she's quite, what age is she now?
She's like, well, that's the thing. When you get a rescue dog, you just don't know what age they are. Aye, so I think she's like, I'm in denial as well about her aging, so I'm always like,
you've given her like a showbiz age.
Aye.
Like Russell Kane those years ago.
Well,
Russell Kane,
that's good stuff.
Jack,
come on,
Russell Kane, come on, that's come two
on
for one.
It's a twofer.
The first quarter, like,
I'm so proud of that. That's
that was really good. Like, thanks for coming on, Susan.
So sorry.
We're done here.
We wrote that joke together earlier and we thought we'll get Susan in. She'll do the dog thing. It's all good.
One vet told us that she was 10 months when we first got her, and another one told us she was 18, but I go with the 10 months because I want her to live longer. So she's, I think she's like 9-ish.
Okay, and they can live
but then
long, can't they?
One time I took her to another vet because my vet wasn't able to see her, and they were saying what age is she, and I told them and they were like, oh no, I think she'll be a bit older than that, she's a bit like, her jowls are a bit droopy, and I was pure, oh my god.
Oh, no.
Fucking talk about my dog like that.
So what, I mean, what age did, I mean, I don't want to, this is quite a sore subject.
Did they die?
How long she got left?
What age did they die? 15, 16?
Will you eat her?
She's actually been no well. Fucking hell, man. She's actually been no well the new. Quite seriously, like, she had like a lump and it was cancer. But they removed it quickly and it's no spread, and she's getting chemo, which sounds horrific, but it's no as bad for a dog as it is for a human.
Right.
It's like a really low dose. So she's been responding really well to that. But when this all happened, I looked it up, how long do they live for? I thought it was going to be like 18 or something, but it's like 12 or something.
12?
Like 12 to, I think 15 is like a good age for like a pure.
Is that a lab?
A Labrador, aye.
All right. Because I think wee dogs live longer, don't
they? They do. Like, Jack Russells are indestructible.
They're like a robot wars.
Like, I've saw some old, like, Jack Russells.
I had a Shih Tzu and it was 18, I think.
I thought you were going to say
80
then.
80 year old. It's been with my grandpa since he was a wee boy.
You're saying Mark's got a turtle? They live pure long?
Aye, they outlive their owners all the time. Apparently there was, like, there's cases of just, if you can't be arsed with your turtle, just put it into the canal or whatever. And then there's like poor old as fuck, like 100-year-old turtles cutting a bit.
That's an official statement from the RSPCA. If you can't be arsed with your turtle,
shove it in the Clyde.
Pop it in the canal.
That's brutal. Bye.
It's in its own habit, that natural habitat.
Yeah, Fred's going to be all that's left of this podcast one day.
I know, he'll just be sitting here. Him and Annie.
Just live footage of him.
But that must be, I'd hate to be a turtle. What animal would you be? If you had to.
What animal would you want to be, or what animal would you hate to be?
No, you would want to be.
Pig, I think.
Because I'd hate to be a turtle.
Yeah.
You'd want to be.
They just look like they're having a fucking great time, don't you think?
They do.
You can eat hunters, can't you?
That sounds, roll around in the mud.
That sounds class.
There's two pigs in Tollcross Park. Have you ever been to Tollcross Park Petting Zoo?
No.
I would highly recommend it. Is that, honestly,
there's a lot going on in Tollcross, isn't there?
Yeah, it's the place to be.
It's a great park, and there's these two pigs. Yeah, that's basically it.
End the story.
Did you hear about the two pigs? That's it.
Aye. Did you hear about the two pigs?
Vernon Kay and someone else. Tess is a weird name for a young woman, isn't it?
What's it short for?
Teresa.
Is it?
Yeah, my gran was a Tess.
I never knew that.
And she was Teresa. Maybe it's...
It feels like an English name, Tess. You don't really...
No, my gran was Irish.
Teresa.
Teresa.
But Tess.
Tessie. All right, Tessie.
My name's becoming obsolete now. Susan.
Aye. You don't get many baby Susans anymore, do you?
No. Well, my sister wanted to call her wee lassie's called Ruby. And like, Susan's like a family name. Like, I've got Auntie Susan. There's a great Auntie Susan. And she wanted to call her Wayne Susan. And our husband was pure, absolutely not.
Really?
No.
This tradition stops here.
But it is, because I've even noticed now Karen.
Yeah, like, that's
you can't even call them Karen now because of that shite joke.
Yeah,
well, not even a joke, just like the whole Karen thing of like, oh, she's a bit of a Karen.
Aye, but like Karen, Susan is like a Karen now. Like, some people will say Susan.
Oh.
Like,
oh,
now when they're dating.
If you needed like a comedy name for like a middle aged woman that's been a knob Susan. In your bed, you'd be like, oh, all right, Susan.
Exactly.
That's the name you'd pick, right?
Aye, and it's not even like there's Karen, but Susan's like our wee sidekick. It's just pure.
She's not even the main one.
She's not even the main.
I just want to say I know a bunch of Susans and I like them all, just for the record. But I'm saying
there's I've so heard many Susans in comedy, though.
Yeah, everyone that I work with is called Susan, basically.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah,
and it does get confusing.
Yeah, but have you ever been Susie or anything?
No, but I wish I had, because that's less. Like, actually, I was dating a guy who was embarrassed, and he was a bit younger than me, right? He was like 28, and he was embarrassed to tell his pals that I was called Susan.
Is she one of your mum's friends?
Susan, aye. it's on its way out, but it'll make a comeback probably.
These things come around. That'll be the new, because the very old fashioned ones are back, like Bertie and fucking Hector and
aye,
Moses.
They're seen as like cute now,
like Isa and all that.
Yeah,
like Sadie for like
what was the one that was in the Notebook and Noah. That's back, isn't it?
That's as old as the Bible.
Exactly.
No, I mean,
you know.
One day, Gary and Susan and Barry, they're all going to be the cool names.
I know, it's funny, but like, see when you're, because we're both single, when you're swiping on people, does the name put
sometimes.
You off?
Sometimes,
because like, I would never swipe right on a Barry or a Gary.
No, I've never taken up a lot of real estate, surely. Sometimes. Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, I can't be. I'm too young to be going up with a June.
Would you swipe
Auntie
on
June? I'm not going up with Auntie June. Come on.
What about Susan?
Susan, by the way, for the record, is the only person I've ever seen swipe left on me in real time, in person, in front of me. Susan, I could probably see past it.
Right, okay.
If they're like,
it's not ideal.
But it's not in the pros column, but right. it's not earning a left swipe.
Right, okay.
What about Stuart? Stuart's not a hot name.
Stuart's just
a name, though. I wouldn't say it's an old guy name or anything, or a young guy name. It's just a name.
I can't imagine a baby Stuart.
Do you know what name I don't like? Ian.
Aye, I had a bully called Ian.
Did you?
I don't like that name. Because it's always synonymous with who you know. So like,
yeah.
Susan's, I've got an auntie Susan, so that, I would think of Susan, so sorry about that, Susan. But also my girlfriend Catherine, I've got an auntie Catherine, and it took me a couple of months to see past that.
Well, that's funny, because when I see my brother's name's Neil, and when I see a Neil, I will not swipe right on that either, because I'm like, I can't. Like,
it's so silly, isn't it? Because that could be the man of your dreams.
I've swiped left on a couple of Louises and Eleanors as well, but back in the day. Because I've got
I dated a Fran and my mum's called Fran. If there's any psychologist listening,
Oh, that is Freud.
That's but fucked.
Her name
you're
was
a weirdest.
Her name was Francesca and my mum's name's Francis. So I think it's all right.
Okay.
And also, Francesca, I think the whole name thing is weird.
Francesca's a lot nicer than Fran. Why? Sorry to your mum, but why was she not going for Francesca most of the
that
time?
That is a cool name.
I didn't ask.
It takes too long.
It's more laid back, isn't it?
Franny.
Should have brought this up when CMB was on, but I was thinking, because he goes by Christopher, I call him Chris.
Or
but
CMB.
He goes by Christopher. I think it's annoying if you go by... I think if you've got the option of shortening it, come on, do us all a favour.
Aye, I know. And he's put his middle name in there as well.
His
Christopher
MacArthur
Boyd.
Yeah.
It's like up your
on
tongue
a poster,
twister.
It's too long.
But then I guess you could
take
be Susie.
Up all your characters when you're writing like your blurb.
Aye. You only got 40 characters, CMB.
Because also, not to back reference too much, but when Gary Little was on, he was talking about, you know, Steve.
Yeah.
Like a what was
Steve
it?
Steve is a big guy's
Steve,
name.
Big Steve,
Stevie,
wee Steven.
Stevie rather, is small.
What about Steph?
No, I never fucked with Steph. There was a guy.
Would you date a girl called Steph?
I wouldn't mind.
Steve and Steph are coming. Oh, they're a fucking horrible couple. I hate Steve and Steph.
That Steve. Would be weird if you did, like, if it was Stephanie Buchanan and Stephen Buchanan, that would be weird.
Disaster.
That would be.
Wouldn't it?
You'd have to get down the deed poll, change it.
Yeah.
So you never go by Susie? I've never heard anyone call
you
Susie.
No, but it does sound more fun. I wish I had.
Yeah, Susie, I guess it's just because we know, but like, Susie McCabe to me sounds so much better than Susan McCabe.
Aye, mm-hmm. Susan sounds
but maybe
quite
just because that's how I know her. Yeah.
Aye. And like...
But you don't seem stern though.
Thanks. I can be. No, I'm not.
Oh, fuck me.
No. Oh, what's this?
That means this camera is overheated.
For fuck's sake, this is what kept happening last
time. Is this going to happen to me?
I don't know. No, it shouldn't because it never happened with Jennings. I couldn't ever. I would like to go Steph, but for me, myself.
You don't look like a Steph.
I don't look like a Steph. I think Steph's a big. Because it's quite a feminine name, so you need to be really hard to pull it off.
Aye.
Yeah.
It's quite a nerdy name.
You
Steph.
Think? Big Steph.
Really?
Aye, Steph.
I wouldn't have said that.
Aye. I thought it's quite soft. It's quite.
I don't know. It's just like, maybe because. I don't know. Steph. Big Steph. I don't
big
know.
Steph. Aye, you would associate it with that.
Because
but...
it's a big guy.
But that's the only reason, because they have to compensate for it.
But we're just making shit up now. We're all just picturing a big hard guy called Steph that doesn't exist.
No, you're right.
Anyway, second names.
Let's get any second names you wouldn't go
you've
out with
got quite an unusual second name.
I was always dead embarrassed about my second name when I was younger.
Were you?
Aye, because like...
Quite cool.
Riddle.
It's a fucking nightmare for people to spell, I imagine.
I know.
Because the amount of times I see people spell it wrong.
It's actually because my name's Riddell, so it's supposed to be pronounced Riddell. But
fancy.
Like it's always just been Riddle, and it just feels a wee bit wanky to say.
Riddell's got
Riddell.
A hell of a, yeah, keeping up appearances.
Yeah,
high school bouquet. And it's like, it would have sounded so much better though, Susie Riddell.
Susie Riddell.
That does, that sounds French.
She's a good London comic with money behind her.
Aye. That almost sounds like a femme fatale from a noir film or something like that. Like Susie Riddell, like you've got a fag holder, you know, one of those long.
Susie Riddell's not swiping on a fucking Gary. No way.
Or Big Barry. Barry Fee Stenders. They're out of fashion, aren't they? Fag holders.
Yeah,
you know those mad long things.
What,
Cruella de Vil had them.
Aye, but do you mean they're out of fashion?
Aye,
her dogs would fucking kill you.
For about like 100 years.
Why is nobody using that anymore?
Nobody's even smoking fags anymore.
Yeah, right.
They're going straight to the
maybe
vapes.
They'll come back because they're going to ban the disposable vapes, apparently, in Scotland.
I've seen that.
Aye, and people might not like the feeling of like actual fags.
Well, you'll still get vapes, but just the big fucking massive ones you got to charge up and everything.
Aye.
I imagine they'll adapt in some way, won't they?
You don't mind a wee elf bar, do you?
Yeah, yes.
Would you?
A vape bar?
Not really.
Would you go into the big, strip it chunky vapes?
I've done it, but I've never. I wouldn't. It feels like too much of a step to buy one of the big ones.
Yeah,
just too easy
it.
When you're pissed to buy
the wee ones,
the shitty disposal ones. I actually think it's a good idea because they're just fucking littered everywhere. It's disgusting.
We're talking about like the smoking and that, but I wanted to ask you about that. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but it really made us laugh when you were saying like you first smoked when you were like 9 or something.
Yeah, that was funny.
It's actually 8.
Sorry,
so
I was overselling it at 9 years old.
Victorian shit.
That is mental.
I didn't even think that was that bad.
8 years old.
Like, tough day in the playground today.
Do you know what's funny? Like, I think my dad started smoking at 8. I know.
Really?
Must be like a family. Oh my! Who's 8? Smell his fingers. not. Do you know what it was?
Sounded so wrong.
I don't know. That was the test.
Do you remember that? Like, your mad BP, let me smell your fingers.
But for your fags?
I wasn't smoking fags at 8, to be fair. No. My mum trusted the smell.
My mum didn't know that I was smoking when I was 8. She does now. but like when you were like a teenager and that, would your man all like smell your horn?
See
if you've been smoking.
Fingering in the
park. My mum knew I was a wee gimp that I wasn't smoking. She was like this.
Really?
Aye. Well, I've said this on the podcast. We try to make our own fags because we couldn't get our fags. So we put paper and smoked black smoke.
Noxious gas.
Emissions in our lungs. But
be better off with fags.
I would have been better with fags. But I've never
seen that flavour Elf Bar, the paper and staples flavour.
I've probably done irreversible damage to my lungs, but.
No,
like,
but there was, like, so I was always getting caught smoking and stuff.
Really?
Aye. And people whose mas and that didn't really. Mind you, used to always get people in school with their mas and that just letting them do anything. Like,
that one's off. Let's just leave it.
Leave it for five.
So you'd get people whose mos and that didn't care if they smoke. They would. Did you just not do this? Like, they would give you a honey. So they would hod the fag for you. And like, you would smoke it.
They're the cigarette holder.
Yeah, that's where it's going. You should have got
a couple of honeys. You don't remember honeys?
No.
Did you just not get honeys?
I wasn't smoking fags at 8. I can't.
Is this at 8 years old?
No, this is like at school, like first year in that.
So oh, that's like, a bit better. 12. Aye.
So like, geez, a honey, because like your that's ma great. Doesn't love you. Just give me a wee honey.
That's fucking mental to me. I've never heard of that before in my life.
Well, this is a good one to ask your viewers.
Yeah. Engagement. You ever had a honey? Aye.
Am I making this up? Was that
just your school? Because yeah. I mean, you have wee subsections in school, right? You had like. The goths, you had the neds, you had like people play football, then you had the smokers. That was a section I'm at. Did you
just
have
the neds?
Was it? That was a separate.
That was just a wee ned.
It was a
smoker. I wouldn't say it was a community at my school.
It was a community.
Some folks smoked. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
There was like a smoky bit.
Aye, a smoker's bit. There was a smoker's bit. That was outside the.
But it was only a certain kind of people who went there, wasn't it? It would be BAMs as well, but they wouldn't hang about there. But you could go, oh, he's one of the smokers. Do you know what I mean? But. Like those people, I never hung about those, but I picked up a few terms. I never heard honeys, but I heard, you know, like twos or like LDs.
Aye, there was a whole language.
There was.
That was passed down for you. I wonder if this, oh, they can't, they've lost, that's a lost language. It's a dead language now because of the babes.
We should get funding, like, you know, how they'll pump money into people learning Gaelic. We should fund this
smokerlies
that are about smoking and stuff to get it going again.
This is when you realise you're getting older, but because like if you were to say that on stage, like oh man, like school leaves twos,
yeah,
like they literally wouldn't. It's like when you see people looking at a cassette that they don't know what a cassette is.
Kids still smoke fags.
Do
just
what?
Most of them smoke elf bars, I think.
Yeah,
most people
can't really
vape.
Do twos on an elf. So what is twos? Correct.
So like
half of a fag.
Half a fag.
Because I always thought it was two draws pass.
No.
And then back and
puff,
forth.
Puff, pass. That's a different thing.
Totally different ballgame.
Sorry.
Embarrass yourself.
Mixed up.
Which is like joints in that. Puff, pass. Like, no. Not like, so you would like smoke it down to like about there and that.
Halfway.
We would say a first as well. So it's either a first. Or a second, or twos or threes.
Was there a hierarchy in like that? The alpha goes first,
so you're not getting celebrity.
You get the
drift. Aye, and like that was called koozied it. If you'd koozied it, if you like, if don't.
Dregs,
like, you wouldn't want it after like nah. Some people because they
Steve's
koozie
been
it.
On it. He's fucking koozie.
I was a pure celebrity bastard.
No!
Like, see, we'd like if we ever have a stogie at like a you know wedding or something, a wee cigar. Like, none of my pals want to do it after me because I'm, like, pure... It's pure... It's, like, a big string of... Not that bad, but, like, there you go.
No, that was,
damp.
Like...
You know, you've got the look of that about you, Steve. It's not...
I've just got a wet mouth. Janie Godley said that to me once. She was like, you just sound like you've got a wee wet mouth.
Oh, my God, see the things people say about you?
About me?
Yeah, people will say shit to your face.
No, I don't even know you when to put this on, but
a comedian said, I don't know if we've already spoke about this maybe, but a comedian said to Roscoe McClelland when I was out the room, oh, Stephen Buchanan, he's just like a cat that can't get comfortable. And I've never
does that even mean?
I've never known. Just like I'm always fidgety. Shifting about trying to get
shifty, celebrity
wet
disgusting.
Mouth.
And then Roscoe himself secretly filmed you drinking tea and made the video that we played at a live show. Stephen Buchanan drinks tea like a cat.
Yeah, but that was for a laugh. I don't
Is that
actually...
how you'll not get tea on the podcast?
Yeah, I'm not allowed. I start
ASMR.
No, I don't actually.
No, that was like
that.
Social suicide, but if you. That was your clueless part. Social suicide. If you were to like koozie a fag, like right. You were up your pariah. In the smoking area.
I was more of a martyr, I think. I was going down for a cause.
Oh, we all the like, drying people.
Lips off. So, because I remember that, like, having a pure...
Dry your lips off, you wee dry lips.
So I've got a wee dry mouth. Aye. But then the smoke dries it up anyway, so I never seen the point of that. You know what I mean?
You think you're doing them a favour? Lubing this thing up.
I was eating the fags. Is that the normal?
Aye, there was a whole thing like that people won't even know about now. And I actually had a wee business going at school as well. Like I would like buy like a 20 deck and like sell them.
Were you?
Aye.
How much would you make?
Like it'd be 20 pence a fag, so it was 20 times.
Not adjusted
20.
For inflation.
Aye, yeah. And it was much cheaper to like smoke back
so that
then.
Was like what?
Like you could get when I was
three
when I was
quid for 10 or something.
Aye, well it was like I always remember it was like 150, you could get like a 10 deck with a box of matches.
For 150?
Aye, for 150.
They're paying you to smoke back then.
Yeah?
Jesus Christ. Mug if you don't.
That's, and you were what, making about £2 a packet or something?
I was like getting rolling a in return it. On my. Like, okay. Well, here's a question to a vapor. Do you can you do hoops with a vapor? You know how you like the wee smoky hoops?
I can't.
But like people do.
Maybe in more. Yeah, in better hands they could. I don't see why you couldn't.
Aye, but I just thought maybe it was like a different texture of smoke or something.
Yeah, it's like steam in it. It's different.
Aye. Yeah. Can you do that?
Aye.
Can you?
Aye.
Sadly, I don't have one on me, so I can't.
I was great at it.
Were you?
Well, I've been doing it since I was 8.
You're smoking a pipe like Gandalf. Doing your tricks. Probably charging for it in the playground as well.
My ma's brother, my uncle, he was like quite eccentric at school. And this is in Cran Hill, which is like a pure rough part of Glasgow. He would smoke a pipe. Like he was
in school as a kid.
I was like
as an 8 year old boy,
like 13, 14, smoking a pipe.
Fucking class.
Jesus Christ.
I used to get bullied relentlessly. what was I saying? That the reason I started smoking so young is because I went on a holiday to Haggerston Castle. Have you ever been there? It's like a caravan park. Yeah. I actually won that holiday.
And oh, did you?
Aye, on a raffle.
Everything's coming up, Susan. It's cool.
I know.
And so it's like a kind of Butlinsy thing. And there was these lassies who were like the Red Coats equivalent. And I saw them all smoking like during their break. And I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. Because I feel like
to get
you
into showbiz. It was like, I want to smoke. I want to smoke fags.
To be a Butlins Red Coat person as well.
And then... And like, you know how in your head when you're that age, you think they're pure old, but they were probably like 14 and 15.
Redcoats?
It was just like a summer job, innit? Like,
I think they'd be like 20 or something, maybe.
I don't know, maybe I'd need to kind of look back and...
You got photos of these people, do you? I want to see these cool cats.
But I saw them, so the next time I was at my granny's, I just started stealing her silk cut.
Silk cut always sounds so fancy to me.
Like, it's cut from silk.
Yeah, exactly. When I was working in the co-op, we used to sell all the fags, and I used to go, if I was a smoker, what would I smoke? And I always went, silk cut sounds class.
It does, and it was quite luxurious looking as well. It was like a
purple pack.
Purple and white. It looked quite classy.
Yeah.
But the thing about silk cuts was, like, they had like a perforated thing around the beef. Like the
beef? Is that what you call it? I've never heard that before.
Aye, because like when people would like smoke the beef, like you'd be stopped smoking the beef.
As in smoking it right down to
aye, smoking it right down. Well, what would you say?
The stub.
I don't even know.
The beef. Anyway.
I'm going to start saying it.
Yeah.
Don't smoke it right.
I think people are going to look at me like I'm a fanny.
And then smoked it right down to the beef. you would have to hold it like that to like get a good draw at it.
Burn your fingers,
hold in all the wee perforated things around the beef, because that would stop it from being so strong. So you'd have to be prepared.
We can sell this as like, you know those like masterclass things you get where it's like Billy Connolly teaches you storytelling, or Susan Riddell teaches you how to smoke fags at 8.
Well, it was great times. It was a different era.
It's a different time.
Would you be horrified if you had a Wayne, if you caught Annie smoking at 8 years old? She's
my
like,
dog?
Eight and nine.
Would I be horrified? No, I'd be putting her in the. I'd be making her go viral. My dog, pure.
She's fucking koozie in it. She's got a mouth as slippery as you, Steve.
She would koozie.
Thanks, I know that.
A smoking dog?
Well, not a dog. I meant that in a term of like, your Wayne, your baby.
Like, my nephews are like, my oldest nephew is seven. He's eight. He's about to turn nine.
Would you be horrified if you caught him?
See, that's when you realise how young you are. Like, at the time, I just didn't even really.
It's literally, I mean, the famous Chew and the Fat sketch where they've smoked their voices away and they speak through the mouth box and there's a wee kid and like,
that's right.
You're old enough now for your first fag. Even they're fucking older than you. The kid that in a comedy sketch about smoking young would still be older.
Like 12 or something.
But there was like smoking and drinking was just.
When was your first drink?
Probably like my first year and then I continuously got caught. All the time, right. I was always snubbed.
Yeah, mad lightweight.
No,
sniffing
I just
your fingers for bull wicked.
I just had parents who loved me, I would always be snubbed. I was always grounded. I went through like a pure rebellious phase when I was like in first and second year. Got that out of my system.
And like P4 by the sounds of it.
But like, and then by about third year, I knuckled down and became a wee dweeb.
Oh, did you?
Aye. I went to the other side.
Can I imagine?
I wasn't a dweeb, but I was just studying all the time and like.
Get good grades.
Aye.
Good.
Aye.
Good on you.
I know. Look at
you
me.
Don't
never turn back.
Sitting in a shed.
Yeah, you may as well be fucking pushed the whole time.
I think we should be smoking fags for this sort of shit. Just. Think them about the old days.
If you see me think about it, like people used to do that in comedy clubs, didn't they? Even like the acts and stuff.
Not even that long ago.
Aye.
Yeah, like 20 years ago.
And whenever you watch like talk shows or something like Carson, you know, if you see a little clip, everyone's just smoking fags all the time.
Aye, yeah. It's horrible,
but. It does look cool, but
it's horrible. Imagine, because you'd be
reeking the whole time. Yeah.
I wasn't of an age where I was like ever, I could be in clubs or pubs when it was smoking was allowed.
No, I mean,
did you have
aye.
That? Did you? What was that?
Well, I was underage in there as well.
You're 13.
You started smoking when you were 8, then you went to the dance when you were about 15. And then, I think that's how people die young in Glasgow, because you've just done everything.
You've accomplished
the time
everything.
You've lived the life of a 40-year-old.
You're like
your
some washed up former pro footballer that's done it all. You're like, what is there left for me to do now? I've done it all.
I've smoked fags.
But I've had my bite of the cherry. You're like 40. You're a bit younger than me, and you're 55.
So you don't count.
So I went to like Bonkers. I don't know if you've ever heard of Bonkers.
In Glasgow?
Aye.
No, I'm thinking of Madness. Is that similar?
Probably they just.
Neither of them
the
sound
name.
Like fine institutions. If you don't know what I mean.
There was a thing called the office party, and it would be like, so you would go there quite early, but they would just let, like, clearly underage people in.
Whereabouts was it?
Hope Street.
Round from Central, no. Kinda.
Right at the bottom of Hope Street, if I can remember correctly. But
where
people know what it is.
Street.
It was just a big shithole dancing, and we used to go there. Like, and you could smoke. It was quite precarious, though, when you're dancing about, like, with your fag, just being
giving folks hairs. Did you ever go to like Unders? Like the Unders?
Aye.
Went to Sub Club Unders.
I never went
to Unders, and it just didn't interest me.
Ugh, it was kind of.
But I'm kind of fascinated by it now.
But like, if you're getting into clubs when you're under, are you still going to the Unders? Are you going to the Unders going to the Overs?
You're going to the Unders. You're going to the Unders when you're like 12.
You're too young for the Unders.
You're going to the Unders for 12 to like 15, and then you graduate to the ropey dancings, like the ones that would let in like underage people. I don't even know if they would still be allowed to do that. Well, they weren't allowed at the time, but if everybody was turning a blind eye.
Do you spend much time in old folks homes now?
Progression.
Oh, I'd love that. Like,
I could see you in an old folks home.
Just like hanging about.
I do like the appeal of an old folks home, not in the now, but like when I'm
when
I'm
you're too old, young to be in there.
Aye, but when I'm like. No, I think if like 70-year-old, I think having a wee game of dominoes all day, every day with your pals would be class.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
And if you didn't have a family or whatever.
But then, like, I'm always like, I can't wait to be an old woman. Like, I just think it looks so much fun. See,
I've
like
always
when,
thought that as well. Aye, not an old woman.
They always look as if they're having the best time. Like, all their husbands have died because it's Glasgow. And they just look like they're having a fucking hoot.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. And I'm a wee bit raging because I feel like nobody's allowed to get old anymore. Like, nobody's, like, you know how, like, the way old women are? Like, with their wee grey,
blue rinses
yeah. And, yeah. Like, just old woman? Like, nobody's allowed to get old anymore, like, because everybody's getting, like, Botox.
You can be the change you want to see. You can look old as fuck, so yeah. You can look old as time.
But I'm just pure.
Yeah, we perm the now.
I better get that stage in my life where I get to be a wee old woman, because it's just...
Yeah, well.
I always think that. I guess it's not going to be like this, but, old people tend to dress really formal.
Aye.
Like, granddad with a wee suit and tie on that, and it's just like a Tuesday olds. Sitting about.
Aye.
Like we're not going to be doing that, are we? But
I know.
I kind of like that, though.
I know. When I worked in the co-op, there'd be old guys, 7 o'clock in the morning, three-piece
like
suit on
Frank Sinatra.
To buy the sun and six rolls. You'd be like, "What? Where are you going after this? Why are you dressed like this?"
That's kind of like, that's kind of gone, isn't it?
And
my
last thing, joggies vaping, fuck that, man. It's not worth it, is it?
I know, old guys and joggies, I couldn't imagine that.
No. I'm saying that, but like, I constantly walk about in loungewear.
I love it. It's so comfy. It's so much more comfy than a suit, but... Do you think you just get to an age and then you're like, actually, I'm just going to start wearing suits?
No, nice I think it's something for the past that's like just, it's not going to happen anymore. But you mind people used to get dressed up to go to the airport as well? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, well, especially I'm aware of it older as a thing. People.
Yeah. Aye.
Whereas now people like dress down.
I would have stuck on a pair of jeans or something, but I wouldn't have been wearing a suit.
Like, people got dressed up to go to the airport and... Like, I remember my granny taking us to the airport for a day out.
Like, like a school trip.
Honestly, it's like she'd have us during the summer holidays and she'd be like just looking for things. Mum will go to the airport. But you were allowed to like, it wasn't like it is now with all the security challenge. And stuff. You could like see planes and all that. And it's pure like, oh, and you had your wee sandwiches and that just sitting in the airport. No going
planes.
Anywhere.
You sitting smoking a fag watching planes you're not allowed on.
You could smoke at the time. This is great.
I did love the airport when I was wee. It was something magical about it.
Aye.
Like in Glasgow airport, there was that sort of glass tunnel that you would be allowed to go through. It's shut off now, but you'd go to like Burger King or McDonald's. That was like the best Burger King you've ever had in your life because it was in an airport.
Is that where you first got the idea for the W.H. Smith routine?
Aye. Very formative. Back then when I was 8, I was like, I'm going to write some jokes about this one. These W.H.
What do you think's weirder, smoking fags or writing sketch comedy at 8 years old?
Defo the sketch comedy.
To be fair. Something unsettling about, have you ever watched like Britain's Got Talent and there's like a 10-year-old doing stand-up?
Little
you're
fucking
like,
freak.
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
Aye, just a 10-year-old. Doing anything, you'll just be going to play,
go and have a play,
even like 18.
Aye,
it's weird, yeah. Aye. Like, you get good ones, but I still think I would never have had the bollocks to do it at 18.
Nah.
There is some people that start, but sure, Ashley Story started when she was really
we've
young.
Had them on.
But then
Josie Long
ma...
started at 14 or something,
yeah,
so
exactly.
Liam Farrelly,
Liam Farrelly,
not 14,
no, he was about 17, 16.
16, 16. Oh, he was still in school, which is mental to me,
yeah.
Is he?
Aye.
I didn't even know that.
He was telling us it was like dogging classes because he had to go like leave early or whatever to get to somewhere. I don't know. Or
that's
like
mental.
He'd miss the next day if he was at a comedy club the night before or something.
Yeah, he was doing Birmingham Glee while you were still like, going to the Unders.
Aye, the Unders was such a weird like idea to me. Like I only went once or twice, but. There's like a wee tuck shop in it. There's a wee tuck shop and people are trying to winch each other. But I mean, technically you'd be allowed in there till you're 17, wouldn't you?
But where was your Unders in the Clyde Bank area? Like what was
I
it?
I didn't have one here, but I went to Sub Club. I went to, there was another one.
There was Archaeos Unders. That was really popular when I was young. Archaeos.
Sub Club and somewhere else. There was another.
And then I went to school in Hamilton. So I went to their Unders as well. It was called the Majestic. And
was it majestic?
It was majestical. It was best days of my life. And like, it'd be the same then. You'd just be like trying to like get a drink before it and then go in and then just like winch like 30 people.
Aye, tally. Yeah,
how many people do you get average? Just like walking up to people and winching them. It's disgusting.
It was horrible because it was like that. It was like, you'd be like, oh, I want to break my VL here or whatever. So you'd be like, you'd be looking at the lassie who's pure doing tally and you're like, oh yes, there's a chance for me to get half of her because she's got no standards. She's she's just trying to get as many
get
people as
up.
Possible.
Aye.
And I'm
she's
like,
going, even on a tally, I'm not getting off with the guy that slavers all over the fags.
Don't get off him, cozy.
Imagine what he kisses like, Christ.
Like washing machine, man.
Oh, God.
That's funny. Okay. I didn't know there was a talk shop. You'd think there'd be like folk selling sweeties and stuff, sort of, you know.
But pals?
Like pals, yeah.
No, it wasn't it,
yeah.
No, it wasn't that.
Make it a more authentic experience.
It wasn't that bad. It was just like you would get a drink before you went in. And then, aye.
Then get a panda pop inside.
Aye.
Some buzz. But it's, right. It's a bad day when you're getting knocked back for someone playing tally. Getting their tally up.
Yeah. That's, you know what makes sin. Me feel old now?
It's like, oh no, no thanks. I've got half of 30 people here tonight, but I draw the line at you.
Oh God.
Which has happened.
I know, Canny. I was walking back from working on the radio show last week and it was only about half seven, and there was an enormous queue for Firewater that I'd never, like, all the way along.
I used to love that as well.
Like the longest queue I've ever seen outside there. And I couldn't even work out if it was, and I was like, what time does Unders start?
Oh, was that
either
the
there's
Unders?
Like a band on or it's an Unders.
So it's like indie Unders?
But they were like, they just looked really young to me, but I couldn't work out like what age goes to Unders.
So I don't know about now, but it would be like school, like if you were at high school, so like 12 to 16.
They couldn't have been 12, surely. Well, maybe it's a band on or something.
Because it's so weird because, I mean, technically it's under 18, isn't it? So technically you could be 17, which is weird as fuck, and you're going, and there's 12-year-olds and stuff in it.
That is weird.
It is so, such a horrible...
But then there wasn't ever like 17
No, there wasn't, but there could be.
Could have been.
Aye.
Could be, man.
Is there a minimum age limit? Surely.
Can
it be like toddlers, 4-year-olds?
Although, if you see, there's a pure like phenomenon, like baby raves. Have you seen them as well?
Yeah.
Baby raves.
I think civilization's gone too far.
Aye, so actually
that
went to one.
You've not got a baby.
Wait, Anna? Did you?
No, I went with my sister in that. It was in.
And that is, and that is the kid, I imagine. In that.
Tiger. Do you mind Tiger?
Aye, it's Glassford Street.
Aye, in Glassford Street, there was one in there. My cousin was visiting for England, so we decided, with her Wayne, so we decided we'd go to like a baby rave just for something to do. I don't know why.
Would that not be too loud for the baby?
The Wayne hated it. She was in the chill out room. There was a chill out room, and I'll tell you something, right? It wasn't even for the Waynes, it was for all the Moz and all
for
that.
For the Moz who miss raving.
Baby Susan's hit a permo. Fucking hell.
Feel distressed in the chill out room.
So what's it? Does it? I take it the mum has to be in the chill out room as well. You don't just plant your baby and then leave.
Well, there was some serious neglect going on.
Was it?
How did you find
not
it?
Not with us, but you.
How was it for you?
I was like the auntie, just Winnie Wayne's at the baby rave.
Enjoying the tunes at face value.
It was shite.
Amelia goes to sober raves.
Aye.
And like
so
DJs at them and stuff.
Is that
aye.
A thing?
Yeah.
Sober raves,
aye. There's a whole, what's it called again? I've done a gig for them.
Oh, aye.
That's that one I've
started. That's the sort of stuff I love listening to. Just people, honestly,
being real, all those little glimpses,
I just love listening to mundane, aimless drivel.
Don't write your reviews for them.
Is that why you love like reality TV shows?
Did you watch Big Brother?
Aye, back in the day.
Do you remember they used to have a live feed of the house?
I would watch
that to the bird song.
Whenever there would be like some sort of thing they had to copyright or something.
Like talking about a celebrity or something like that.
Aye.
Put that on.
But I would literally watch them sleeping.
Aye.
I'd just be pure like eating some pure watching people sleeping on the telly.
Yeah.
And now I listen to white noise and like I don't listen to ASMR, that's creepy as fuck.
White noise is the least amount of something you could listen to, really, isn't it? It's like
Aye.
A noise that is not even a noise.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm not even on the white noise anymore. I'm on the brown noise.
Another four years on the brown noise. It's meant to get you off it.
Brown noise?
Aye.
No, that is that not the noise that a certain frequency you shout yourself?
No.
That is a thing. There's a brown. There is.
That should be the
brown
noise.
We should put
noise.
That in at the end of the podcast. Mark's not.
No,
it's 55 minutes of chat and then the brown noise.
That is a
thousand
thing.
People shitting their pants.
It's like so either so loud or something that the frequency right. that you shite yourself.
I've heard this, but surely that
Steve,
must be
you still
a myth.
Hanging out in fucking playgrounds? You're like bigger boys are lying to you.
It's me 8 year old smoking god, you ever heard of the brown noise?
No, that must be a myth because people would be doing it, Mel, wouldn't they? Like
aye, as pranks.
Constantly.
As pranks and yeah. stuff.
But I think it's hard to get your hands in the brown noise. It's so
hard to get your hands on noise in general because you're getting fucking...
It's hard to get your hands on the brown noise.
Because nah, it's such a high frequency that it's no... It's hard to
you
do.
You think it's like something that gets like mined from the earth. It's so hard to...
Got any brown the noise on you?
The search for the brown noise.
Like the file's hard to get your hands on, I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think you
could get LimeWire to get it, surely.
LimeWire's not a thing anymore. And you kind of do it with your own voice. I kind of be like... And then someone starts shouting themselves.
Imagine we bait shots in there.
But I thought that's what the brown noise was. No. What's the brown noise?
It's just a different. I don't know how they decide the colours, right? But brown noise is just a better. It's less kind of scratchy sounding than
Why would
noise?
Steve think that you listen to that every night? The white noise wasn't working for me. But I shit my pants last thing at night every night, but I get out of sleep soundly.
Just
clean up in the morning.
Shite everywhere. Like
and that's Tuesday. Fuck me.
Oh, God.
There's pink noise, violet noise, all sorts of noises.
What do they do?
Pink noises when you're jizzing your pants.
I had a joke about it.
So stupid.
I've had like 4 hours sleep and I feel fucking crazy.
You had a dream about what?
I'm just thinking that would be good, like if you had been a bit backed up, just shove the brown noise on.
Instead of laxatives, so just have
yeah, it. That's another question. If people are constipated, why are GPs why not prescribing just... the famous brown noise?
It's a lot of shite.
Actually,
going to the bathroom, Mr. Buchanan, take this tape deck with you.
Tape deck.
The NHS, you know, cutbacks. I don't know.
I think because some speakers can't even produce the frequency. That's why it's hard to get your hands on. You need special.
You need to go to richer sounds to get.
We need to look into this
technology. Google it.
Fucking hell.
Listen, guys.
There is. Do you remember they had this frequency of noise that they would play to like get rid of like wee bams hanging about as well? But
no, it was.
They do that for rats
dogs.
Or shit, don't
they? Do that for
no,
dogs.
It was like you could only hear this noise if you're you under it.
That's somehow crazier than the brown noise.
It's only detectable in bams.
Some guy in the playground going, I always thought it was a bam, but it turns out now I can't hear it.
The noise doesn't affect me.
Turns out I've got a positive future ahead of me.
No, it's like they play it outside, like now, like people would hang about outside, like co ops and all that, and aye. Like try and get people again for their drink and all that.
Yeah, yeah. And they played that noise.
They played like a frequency that only young people could hear, and it was like quite annoying, I think. So it just made them like move.
I have heard,
I've heard
young
rumors
people, yeah.
of that, but I don't know because we used to have a. This sounds really cruel, but we used to have a wee machine that if Toto, my dog, was barking, you'd press a wee button and then he'd go. It started cool. What the fuck's that?
Aye, because they can hear like.
And if you put it up to your ear, you'd shite.
Oh man, I just can't stop thinking about that. So
no, like you could put it up to your ear and it would be like, you could. It would be horrible. But like, if you'd done that, I couldn't hear it. But Toto would be like, "What the fuck's that?" And then he'd come back in.
The more I think about it, the brown noise has so many uses in society. Why did instead of playing the bam sound, why didn't they just make them shit their pants?
Exactly.
It solves almost every problem in life. Someone's annoying you.
There's a riot. Get the brown noise on.
Exactly, yeah. Don't like these strikers. Brown noise.
Go to war. Fucking soldiers can't be killing cunts.
In the trenches with a big trumpet playing the fucking brown noise.
You do your plugs.
Where did you look at camera and do plugs? It's like the hot ones.
Look down the middle because that one's gone off.
That one?
Yeah.
Eh, Oh no, now I feel self-conscious.
Or you can just talk to us about it.
Yeah, you right, don't need to look anyway.
Nah, I'm not going to look. It's making me feel like stage fright. Like Tess Daly. I see where she's coming from now.
It's hard, isn't it?
So I've got a... I'll plug my own show first at The Stand in March the 28th, 7 p.m. It's my last year's Fringe show, Living My Second Best Life. And I come to that.
Please. And that's because I quite like the title. It's like you were wanting to do like a 3-star show.
Aye.
Kind of vibe.
Aye.
So this is you living not aye. Your best life, but your second best life.
Aye, because I hate that, living my best life. And I thought, just bring it down a wee notch. Like, exactly. Live like your second
less
or your
pressure.
Third.
Or, lower aye. Some expectations.
Aye. So it's all centered around that.
I think you've lived your best life, man. Smoking at 8. Going to fucking under. Going to clubs at
there's
15.
Nothing left for me to do.
Exactly. You've lived it all.
I know.
Yeah.
Done it.
I know what. Just in bed listening to the brown sound for the last 40 years of your life.
I'd like to plug my podcast that I've bought Hunter's equipment for. So
yeah.
Material Girl, which is we're going to start that back up soon at the end of January. So it's Material Girl, me and Amanda Dwyer, and we just it's a wee bit like this, only no, it's funny.
it's funny.
It's just
the clips.
It's like all assy comedians. Yeah, and
it's also the name of a night that you do, right?
Aye, Material. Oh, that's right. Thanks.
Let's plug that as well.
We do a night in McCool's every month, Material Girl, and we have like a lot of new acts on and like a good headliner, and Amanda MCs it.
Yeah, a lot of the best acts in the country.
Yes,
yeah. I've actually done one.
No, you did a different thing.
Oh,
three men and a bobby.
And a bobby. Three women and a bobby.
Oh, three women and a bobby.
Three men and a bobby. And Steve's the bobby. Does make it sound like you just think he's a prick.
Aye, three women and a bobby. That poster, you should get a wee.
Fucking that's brilliant, yeah.
Horrifying, that
I'll
poster.
That it's very cursed.
But yeah, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It's been really good.
Yeah. Been good. It's been some laugh.
It's been some fucking laugh.
It has been some laugh.
Genuinely.
I've had a lot of laughs.
So have I.
Do you want to plug your fucking sordid little Leicester performance?
I'm doing the Leicester Comedy Festival.
Who's
eating
a microphone now?
It's absolutely dripping over here. I'm doing the Leicester Comedy Festival. Come along to that. I can't remember the date or the time. Is it 3:30 in the afternoon at the Phoenix Cinema? So come along to that. I'm also doing London. Pleasance Theatre, doing a wee work in progress.
Very nice.
I'm doing my last year's Fringe show at The Stand on Wednesday the 22nd of March, and I'm doing a work in progress at Monkey Barrel in Edinburgh on the 14th of April. Come to those.
I thought
cheers.
Your Stand show had sold out.
My work in progress in Glasgow sold out, and The Stand's nearly sold out, so get them while they're hot.
There we go.
And what else? Oh, I've got another podcast about The Apprentice. I never plug that. Mark's not here, fuck him. Listen to that. Can I just say a podcast about The Apprentice with my friends Gemma and Siobhan, and we should probably plug the Patreon.
Yeah, you're in the hot seat this week still. You need to do all the plugs.
If you'd have heard what we did with CMB, fuck me. This took about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I kept accidentally plugging What's the Script, our other podcast, for this.
Three times on the spin.
Are you still doing What's the Script?
We're going to bring it back.
We're going to bring it back.
Aye.
Yeah. Back. Yes, you can sign up for more exclusive content at patreon.com/somelaugh. You'll get 2 extra episodes a month. If you sign up for a tenner or more, we'll chuck in a mug as well. Can't say fairer than that.
Yep.
Exclusive early access to live show tickets. Might have some developments on that soon, right, Stevie?
Yep.
And that's about it, right?
You can give us an email, somelaughpod@gmail.com. Follow us on Insta, Twitter.
Like and subscribe on TikTok. YouTube. Send nice reviews on fucking Apple Podcasts. Whatever you can do to help is great.
Yes. And follow Susan, of course.
Follow me, I'm on all the things now.
Susan Riddle is very funny.
Susan Riddle Comedian, I think. I changed it to reason.
When I look at you now, because you've sent me emails and stuff out, and your email address, I'm not going to dox the whole thing, but it's Riddle Susan.
Aye.
And I always think of you as Riddle Susan, though. For some reason.
Is that like pure, like a boomer thing to have a...
I don't know. I'm
not
like
a boomer,
it.
But like Riddle Susan.
Riddle Susan. Go and see Susan. She's an amazing comedian.
Thanks very much
for coming on.
Cheers, guys.
And thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for
have
listening. And until next time, see you later.
Have a good one.